Welcome to the Driving Your Marketing Podcast, where small business entrepreneurs come to discover the strategies, systems, and tools to kick their marketing into high gear. If you want to go from surviving small business owner to thriving entrepreneur, you're in the right place. Let's get ready to roll. All right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Driving Your Marketing Podcast. This is Eli Delaney, and I am the creator of the Driving Your Marketing Podcast. The whole point behind what we do here is to teach small business entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches, consultants. You know, we are the guys that are doing wearing way too many hats. We're doing a lot of this on our own. And I do know that when it comes to marketing your business, so many people get frustrated. They get scared. They don't know where to start. And that's the whole point behind what we do on this show. My job is to bring the best of the best, some great resources, share some great information and some great people that have some of the tools, tips, tricks, resources to make your life a lot easier. Because when it comes to marketing, so many people are frustrated and they don't know where to go because there are so many different things. When I ask people about marketing, generally the first word out of their mouth is overwhelm. And that's what we wanted to eliminate there. And today I have my special guest is Jen August. She is America's business hypnotherapist. She's a certified success coach and international speaker. Her proprietary hypnotherapy system has gained her recognition in one of the world's leading experts in removing subconscious blocks in your business. And that's one of the things I see all the time that is getting people. The overwhelm, 90% of it is purely because of the blocks that are holding you back. It's not as complicated as it needs to be. And I welcome Jen. Jen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Cool. So, you know, I know people, there may be some people that have never heard of you before. So let's start off. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started, and how you got into this crazy world of all the fun stuff that you're doing.
That is always an adventure story. I love asking people that because we don't often end up where we think we are going to, but I always believe we end up where we are meant to. you know, it really started for me where I was really trying to grow my business and struggle, overwhelmed, fear, doubt, you know, just worry, stress. And, you know, I had a business many years ago that was just struggling, and I couldn't really figure it out because, you know, I was taking all the steps that I thought you needed to take to get clients, and I wasn't getting results. And it was so bad that I was almost close to getting another job, just getting a job, you know, and saying, well, maybe I'm not cut out for this. And luckily, I was invited to a friend's book signing party, and at that party, I met this really wonderful man who, when I asked him what he did for a living, he said, I help people edit the movie in their minds to have a happy ending. And I made an appointment with him, not even knowing what he did. And after I worked with him, he was a hypnotherapist. And after working with him, my income tripled. I felt for the first time ever in my life really valuable and like I had something to offer, which gave me the confidence to go out there and grow a six-figure business. I become an international speaker and really do everything I can to support people who really have a gift to share and just have some blocks in the way. And that was really my journey from kind of struggle to success, was just looking for my own answers. And when I got them, I was just like, I've got to go back and help people.
Very cool. And that is so powerful because that, you know, most of the people on this call, the most people listening to this, I think, are probably going to qualify under people who are there to help others. You know, the whole definition of entrepreneur is somebody who solves problems for a living. You know, that's what we do. And one of the things that I love, and that's why I love working with like coaches and holistic practitioners and things like that, is because that their whole business is based around helping other people. And that's one of the things that attracted me to you as well, was because that is what your business is about. And you've got a totally different mindset on how you do it. And your job is to help entrepreneurs get over the struggles and the frustrations that we all have and you do it with a different idea. You've got kind of what's your secret formula behind it?
Well, as a hypnotherapist, and a songwriter, my title, what I tell people is that I help people remove their blocks so their business rocks. And the secret formula is, it's just so exciting and why I love to share this information so much is that, like, the secret formula really is that we were all born incredibly powerful, amazing creatures that have a gift to share. Each and every one of us does. But not everyone, has the, not everyone takes it and becomes an entrepreneur with it. And that's what makes entrepreneurs so powerful and fantastic and fabulous people, because we're taking our gifts and we're really serving on a big level with them. And really the secret formula to helping people really kind of shine their light and be prospered and paid for it is really bringing their subconscious mind into present time, because the subconscious mind controls 80% of what we think, feel, and do, and it's programmed between the ages of 8 and 12 years old. So a lot of times when we're stuck in fear and doubt and not good enoughness, it's really not our present time conscious mind adult self. It's a subconscious part of us that's afraid to move forward. So the secret sauce is really getting the most powerful success equipment that we have, which is our subconscious mind, to be on board in present time saying, money, good, money, friend, and it's great to go out and meet clients, and that's fun, and that's good, and, so there isn't that resistance and that doubt and that fear and the energy that just sucks up people's life force energy instead of getting them out there.
Awesome stuff. And that is, it's one of those things that I find, I was actually even on a coaching call just a couple of days ago with one of my clients, and she was asking me, it's like, okay, how is it that you get, when you get those mental blocks, how do you go through them? And that is what you just said is so powerful, because it's, you've got to be in the present. You've got to be working with what's right there in front of you. And I know for me, I'm very much into dealing with what's going on in your subconscious mind, but at the same time, I'm also a very analytical person. So I break things down into, okay, let's not worry about the big picture and let's not worry about all the other stuff. How can I just get this one little piece done? And
right.
that's kind of my little tidbit on how I deal with a lot of that stuff. But so many of us get stuck in it's part of it, fear of success, fear of failure. There's so many different things that are out there. A lot of it has to do with the subconscious mind, our programming that's happened when we've grown up, and having to figure out what are those things that are holding us back and how can we reprogram those. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and that is such a powerful way to look at it. And when it comes to marketing, that is one piece of it. This show is about marketing, but it's also about success in general. And I'll tell you what, you talk about one of the most powerful things to make your marketing more successful. It has to do with your confidence.
Yep.
And that is, I'll tell you, I've seen it with other people, and I've seen it even with myself. And when you get into that funk, you're going to even go further if you don't take care of it right then and there, because everything, you attract what's going on in the back of your head. And that's how a lot of that goes. Now, you do a lot of coaching. What is it that keeps you dynamic and makes you unique in your coaching? Because I know we've got a lot of coaches that listen to this, and I'd like to kind of get that insight to help them with their own businesses as well.
Well, in the sense of, I think what keeps me dynamic in my coaching and my work as a hypnotherapist is that I show up to every single client, every single thing that I do is that my job is to continue to learn how to serve my people, continue to learn what they need. And everything I've created is really based on learning what people need from me, and not building pretty things and try to sell them to people, because when we're in the service business and we're serving people, it's really about giving them what they want, and that has a lot to do with talking to them and having conversations and finding out how people are responding to the work that you're already doing with them, and what they would want next, and and one of the things about marketing is that it's about putting yourself out there in a way that can feel really vulnerable. And that's why it triggers a lot of subconscious mind stuff, because it's about waving the flag of, like, I'm important, I'm valuable, and now I want you to pay me for it. And those are things that people have a really hard time with. And one of the things that I love to share is really how you begin to tell the difference between just something else going on and a subconscious block, because I think otherwise it doesn't feel it could be confusing.
Well, cool. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So there are two parts of us. The first part of us is the unstoppable self. That's the part of us that got us into this business in the first place. That part of us that wants to shine, that part of us wants to serve other people so they can shine. It's really like our spirit. It's our light. And we were all born with that. When you see little kids before they've actually gone to school or, you know, had any kind of intense thing happen, they just, the world belongs to them, you know. And if you think about it, when client attraction is about drawing people and things to you, as well as taking steps towards people. But as little kids, what did we manifest? We manifested food and clothes and a roof over our heads and, you know, parents, whether you think they did a good job or not, still we were taken care of. And that, we have that natural magnetism in us. And when we're a little kid and we're shining our light, there's a moment that happens. And whether it was a big traumatic thing or just something someone saw, we have a moment called the original heartbreak. And that is the moment where we begin to believe it is not safe to be who we are. And when it's not safe to be who we are, a little part of us kind of splits off and becomes the little critic that makes sure that we don't do or say anything that would get us hurt in the same way. And that's why sometimes when people are out there marketing, sometimes it's really scary, or sometimes they're presenting a version of themselves that they think will keep them safe or people will approve of. When, when those blocks are cleared and someone can just shine their light, they're going to attract the right people. And how someone can begin to tell if something is a block or not is that there's the unstoppable self, which is our natural light. Then there's the stoppable self. That's the programming, the fear, the doubt. And you can tell the difference because when we're in our unstoppable self, our heart's open and we're just magnetic. Like, things come in. When we are in our stoppable self, our heart closes down. We're most likely judging ourselves or comparing ourselves to others. Nothing is good enough. Everything's wrong. And basically, it sucks to be up. So what I invite people to do, you know, the first powerful step is awareness, is that in your normal business day, start becoming aware of when you're taken out of the game with negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions that close you down. And this isn't just because someone said something hurtful, or this is about your internal system, bringing things to light, or negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And then you can begin to notice the difference between your unstoppable self, which is that go-for-it part of the unstoppable self. And that awareness is a powerful step. And then not letting that stoppable self boss you around. One of the things I say is don't take anything the stoppable self does, says, or behaves. Don't take anything personally, because it's like being mad at a security guard that was programmed to protect you at 2 years old or 5 years old or 6 years old. It just doesn't know. And it loves you and wants you to be safe, but it hasn't been updated. So one of the things that you can do when you start hitting that stoppable energy that feels terrible, usually we hit it, feel terrible because of it, and then we beat ourselves about it.
Right.
Which is, then we're just like down with, eating bonbons on the couch and not answering the phone, and, it's the end of the day. That's it. So right. I invite everybody not to take that personally and not to judge yourself, and identify and say, that's not me. That's the stoppable self. So being able to kind of draw awareness to it, and then you want to say, that's not me. That's the stoppable self. But the truth is, so there's a turnaround point. And then you say something. It could be directly related to the negative thought, feeling, emotion, or just something that will open your heart. The truth is, I'm so awesome, and clients are, you know, looking for me right now. Or the truth is, I have so much love in my life. I'm too blessed to be stressed, or whatever. That will open the heart up. And that begins to change the brain pattern when you stop these negative thoughts, feeling, natural, automatic responses.
Well, and what you're really talking about is stopping it and just looking at the positive side of you, and not letting the negative take over. Because what I see this with a lot of people that, you know, I've done a lot of networking, and I'll go through and I'll meet people at an event, and they're like, oh, well, business sucks and blah, blah, blah. And then the next time you see them, it's the same thing. And it's like they just let it consume them to where they're not taking action at all. And, you know, that's that whole sitting on the couch eating bonbons theory. And I have found that, you know, for me personally, I've gone through a lot of this. And what I do is I stop and I go, no, I do have value. I am awesome at what I do. I'm an expert at what I do, and I want to help this many people. You know, I've got something that I've declared out several times, especially over the last couple months, that I have a personal goal of helping 5,000 entrepreneurs every year. If I just do that, I know that I'll be making a huge impact. And I go back to when something starts getting me down and that little voice starts coming out, I go back and go, no, this is my mission in life. My mission is to help these 5,000 entrepreneurs every year. And that's where you can go through and you just focus on, here's where your passion is and here's where your purpose is. And all of a sudden, all the negative, you know, the voices, the monkey, whatever you want to call it, it starts to kind of fade away once you've done that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's sometimes it can be confusing because these things are coming from our internal speakers, so it can really feel like us. And there can be shame around it. But really being able to, you know, own the fact that that is programming. That is just not you. It's not your life. It doesn't serve you. And, you know, like you, that's a perfect example. You were just saying, no, you know, that's just not the truth. The truth is this. And, you know, if someone walked up to us on the street and just started saying terrible things to us, we would have a way lower tolerance and we would get the heck out of there or stop that person. But when it's coming from our own internal speakers and our own mind, it can confuse us. But if it's negative and painful and really does not support your light and your work in the world, you bet it's your subconscious mind. But it's not just trying to be mean because it's mean. It's just trying to protect you from being hurt in the same way. So you're just educating it to that it's safe. This is who you are, and you're here to serve people. It's safe to let money and clients and love and awesome things in.
Right. Awesome. Now, because, I mean, you've got some pretty good insights, and I love the way you're going through all this. What was the turning point for you that you consider vital for your business really taking off? Because that's one of the things I know a lot of people are – They're waiting for that next, what is it that's going to catapult me? And
right.
I'd love to hear that story.
You know, it's probably a twofold story because I did share one piece of it was really when I just was working very hard and having no success. And it wasn't until, and entrepreneurs were very independent minded, so it can be very hard for us sometimes to think that we need help. yes, maybe. So for me, when I was working my behind off and studying with all these coaches and all these teachers and doing all this stuff, but my actual physical steps were not turning into money, when I discovered that about my subconscious mind and how it wasn't on board, when I got it on board, then the money and the clients started coming in. But one of the things that I learned that I do to this day is I am always studying with somebody who knows more than me. You know, I'm always reaching for another because I'm responsible to be the best coach, hypnotherapist, human being I can be for my clients. And so the turning point for me was, oh, I get it. you know, I have to have the right mindset, you know, and get my subconscious mind on board, but I also need the right method. So it's really about the mindset and the method, you know, and some people can go ahead and they've got the great, these great methods, but there's a part of them that's still saying no, and that's frustrating. You know, so for me, it was realizing that, you know, the most successful people are the ones that are constantly having coaches and teachers and listening to great podcasts like this. They're hungry to just be the best. And to me, and I, what I mean be the best is like be the most amazing person in service you can for your people and to yourself. Because often as coaches, we give ourselves the last crumbs because we're so in the service that we leave ourselves behind.
Right.
Which, you know, when you want to grow your business and, you know, the body equates how much money you make now with how much effort it takes. So when you're asking, you know, in the subconscious mind, I believe, like, well, if you have this much effort for that much money, if you want that much more money, then you're going to probably exhaust me, you know. So it's being able to make new agreements with yourself that, you know, as you get more money, you're going to get more help. As you, you know, that you make sure, I have a concept I teach all my clients called treating yourself like a VIP client. Because if you're not showing up for yourself and taking care of your own needs, then it's hard for people to really feel safe with you. Because, you know, it could feel like there's a part of you that needs your attention competing with this other person that you're wanting to invite to become your client. So
right.
Showing up for yourself, taking great care of yourself, so then when you're standing in front of somebody, you're all really about them and how to serve them. And they feel safe and seen, and if they're a potential client, they're more likely to say yes to you.
Yeah, and you just said a couple of really powerful things, and one of them that stood out for me is it's a message that I am always putting out there. And when it, you know, I teach people the concept of becoming the expert, becoming the authority as part of your marketing. And I've actually had people come to me and say, well, you know, if I don't really like that whole thing of being the expert, because, you know, experts just think that they know everything. I'm like, no. A true expert. There are some people out there that claim to be experts, and those are what we just call cocky. But
right.
There are people like, you know, the true experts, the really the best of the best, and the people you should be admiring or getting, you know, getting your advice from are the people that are always learning. They never consider them being an expert being the almighty, I know everything. That is
mm-hmm.
never the case. And, you know, one of the stories that I always like to share with people, especially when I'm speaking, is I talk about when I first met J. Conrad Levinson. He's the author of Guerrilla Marketing, guy that created
mm-hmm.
the whole guerrilla marketing world. And when I first met him, he was at a conference, and I was really confused because I saw him, and he and I kind of started a conversation, and I was like, Jay, what are you doing here? Because I didn't realize you were speaking. I was all excited because he had been a mentor of mine through books and courses, but I'd never had a chance to actually meet him face-to-face before. And he was like, well, let's be honest here. You know, this is the internet marketing stuff is changing so fast that I really have to keep up with it in order to keep up with all you young whippersnappers. And,
right.
You know, and this is, you know, he's about, you know, 5 foot tall. And I think when I met him, he was going on 68, 69, somewhere right around there. And, you know,
wow.
It's a few years back. And, you know, he's an older guy. But he's like, you know, I got to keep up with you young whippersnappers, and I may have created guerrilla marketing, but I know that the world is changing and I got to keep up with it just like the rest of you, or else I'm going to fall behind. And
right.
lo and behold, he was actually sitting about two rows away from me in the audience. And that's why he was there. He was there purely for the purpose of learning. And it was great because that whole weekend, he and I got together on the breaks and were comparing notes. And, you know, it was amazing because it was a great experience for me. It was great for me to actually get to meet one of my mentors to begin with, but then to turn around and actually, he was looking at me like a peer, and it was him who's been doing this for all of his life. He was learning the same stuff I was because he knew he had to advance himself just like I did. And that is such a powerful message right there. And what I got so much out of that one weekend, that was probably out of everything that I learned, that one message that I got from him was probably the most powerful thing. And I tell everybody this, and you've got to always, always, always be growing your experience and growing your knowledge and taking it to the next level, because there is no end. There is no such thing as you will know everything in your industry. And that's
right.
Where, you know, when you do that, you become a sponge, and you start loving it even further, and you become more passionate about it. And that's where things really start making a difference.
Absolutely. It's really about, you know, expertise is really about, you know, having information to really serve people with, but also a lifelong commitment to be constantly learning. You know,
yeah.
Like, I'm like a kid in a candy store with any new brain research that comes out. I'm all, woohoo, you know, like.
Right. Well, and that's like me with marketing. I'm the same way. If I see a new book, or there's a new course coming out, or somebody's got some new videos or whatever, I mean, I'm at conferences all the time, and it's not because, you know, I'm always having to look. I'm not looking for the new shiny object. I'm looking for what's that one thing that I don't know enough of that I need to get a little bit more. And it's,
yeah.
You're consistently learning. I mean, I am a student of marketing, and I have been for going on 17 years now, and I love it. It's so much fun, and it is my passion. My world is based around everything going on in marketing. It's like I can't go out with my family because if I see an ad, or if I look at the way they've got their menu set up at the restaurant, I'm tearing it apart because the marketing sucks on it. And it's like they're like, can
right.
you just enjoy a meal, you know?
But there's no off switch.
Yeah, but we get that way. You know, we get that way when we're passionate about what we do.
It's,
and that's
it's a love,
Yeah, and that's what's fun with it. And that kind of brings me to the next question I've got for you, because, you know, we all go through this point, and definitely I'm going to have some stuff I want to share with us too, but I want to hear your story first. Was there ever a time where you weren't really being true to yourself, being authentic in your business? And what was that like? Because that is such a powerful piece of success in any business. I'd love to hear your story on that.
Well, I think there was a time where it wasn't about not being authentic. It was just not fully knowing how much of who I am to share. And a lot of people have that, that struggle. And part of it, I will honestly say, is I was raised by a therapist, you know, and my mom, who's a brilliant therapist, like, they have really diehard rules about what you share with a patient and what you don't share with a patient. And really, it's all about the patient. It's all about their challenges and their, but as a speaker and as a hypnotherapist and as a success coach, you know, I realized that people really wanted to know way more about me than just how I could help them. And so part of it was kind of discovering what is really for the highest good for them to know. Because I've seen people be complete, super overshare about their personal lives that really it doesn't, you know, serve. You know, it's like TMI, too much information. So, and one of the things I honestly did struggle with, because I toured as a singer-songwriter for years, and, you know, and I play music, and I had this fear that if people really knew about my music, they'd be like, well, what is she? Is she a coach and hypnotherapist, or is she a musician? You know, like it would kind of discredit me somehow. And so it's not like I ever hit it. I've always been very active with using my music. I have a project called The Sound of Giving, where I use my music to raise funds. But I had a lot of hesitations about kind of overlapping those two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And really kept them separate for a while. And one part of it was that I was just so busy, like, you know, speaking all over the world. And I really didn't have the time I used to when my full-time thing was performing music and teaching music. So there's an integration in my own life. But I just really got to a point where I had several of my clients who got to know me well just be like, why aren't you using, you know, like they'd have my album and they're like, why aren't you using any of these songs in your workshops? And why aren't you using any of these songs on your website? And, you know, and I was just like, I don't know. I just thought that it would confuse people. And they're like, one of my clients said, I would have signed up sooner if I heard this one song.
Oh, that's funny.
So since then, I really like, you know, it's a very much part of what I share is, you know, what kind of fundraising I'm doing through my music or, my clients that work with me, they'll get different songs that I write, different inspirational songs, you know, because a song is just repetitive programming, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just telling you something over and over again. It might as well be really, you know, positive stuff. So I think for me, once I discovered that my people want who I am, they really want who I am, and it makes them even more drawn to me. And that's what I teach my clients to do. It's like, whatever you're hiding makes people not trust you, even if they don't know what it is. Even if it's not a huge thing, like, you know, like, oh my God, I have to come out of the closet as a guitar musician. You know, it was just, I didn't see a place for it and I didn't make a place for it. But when I did, it actually got me incredible opportunities in my business. So it's like, ultimately, the thing that we're hiding is the thing people will just love us and pay us for.
Right. And that is so funny. And you and I have talked about this before. I mean, you and I have very similar paths of my background is also in the music world, too. I was actually a stagehand. I worked for a lot of the higher end musicians, everything from, you know, heavy metal with Megadeth and Ozzy Osbourne to classic rock to some of the oldies like Wayne Newton and Engelbert Humperdinck and some of the, you know, Smothers Brothers and all that kind of stuff. And I went through that same transition where when our previous company, I actually was, we had a web and graphic design company. And in that company, I went from the rocker guy to the corporate guy, cut my hair off, which by the way, my hair was about down to my waist at the time, cut it all off, short corporate haircut, shirt and tie all the time. And I got so stuck in that box that people saw me as professional, but that's all they saw from me. And for a long time, I actually was in that box too. Nobody knew anything about me on a personal level. They knew my business related stuff, but I never shared my true authentic self. And it actually came up in a conversation with Cindy, my partner, and she's like, well, sometimes, you know, I think people might see you as a little bit more stuffy. And that hit me. I'm like, wait a minute here, because I'm not a stuffy guy. I'm pretty much a laid back hippie. I mean, that's really where my roots are. And and that hit me, and I realized I had gotten myself so much into that that it was actually hindering my growth. And I started laying back, started opening up and being myself, sharing personal stuff. And the most amazing thing was that I didn't even catch that it was, I didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't realize anything other than I didn't want people to see me as stuffy anymore. But all of a sudden, my business started exploding.
Yeah.
And that's where it really comes into, you know, being authentic. And, you know, people want to buy from, people buy from people. They don't buy from companies. And that's one of the things from a marketing standpoint that I'm always telling people, you've got to keep that in mind. You've got to have a real relationship and a connection with the person that's going to be buying your products or services. Because if you don't, they're not going to pick you because they don't care about the product or service, you know. It doesn't matter what industry we're in, we all have competition, and most of us have similarly the same products and services as everybody else in our industry. It's that relationship that makes the difference. That's what really makes you stand out.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's, you know, it's really discovering and looking at who are the people you love to work with. Like, you know, and it's like committing to that group of people, like you're committing to a sweetie or like you're committing to, you know, loving and nurturing a kid. It's just you're willing to do whatever it takes for these people. You know, you're willing to learn and grow and overcome all your blocks and challenges to serve them. And it's so rewarding when you can really make that commitment. It's not about, you know, who thinks you're good enough or cool enough or, who, you know, it's about committing to this group and finding out what they need from you and really offering it to them and making yourself accessible to them emotionally and physically, you know, so that people can find you and pay you. You know, it's a commitment. You're saying yes to you know, devoting yourself to this group of people. And I always say, and it's just a group of people you love enough to go through all this for.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Usually you're one of those people. You're more likely than not your own ideal client.
Right. And I've found that, you know, that is really where it boils down. It's like with a lot of the clients that I've worked with, and the best clients that I've had the most fun with are the ones that are passion driven and they want to help people. And that's where I think all of us are out here to help people, to serve others in some aspect. And when you find that perfect client, and that's when I've got an exercise that I go through with my students that is called Who is Bob? And how do you really define your perfect client avatar? And because once you do that, it's just a matter of figuring out, you know that you have clients that you love. When they call you, you see their number on the caller ID, and it's like, oh, it's Bob, cool. And you're ready to answer the phone. And you do have clients that are the ones that when you see their name on caller ID, you cringe and go, great, what do they want now? And you don't want those. You want to focus on your Bobs. And when you find really who Bob is for you, and Barb, you know, for Bob, the funny thing is when I actually did this exercise myself, and this is how I developed it, was I went through and I looked at all of our clients, and I looked at who is it that I really love working with the best. And I found that it was totally different than what I actually expected. I found out that for me, Bob is not Bob, it's actually Barbara. You know, our clients are our best clients are women, generally very independent, but they're very family oriented, but their business is very important to them as well. They're very self-motivated. The one thing I love about working with women versus men, and let's be honest, most of us guys, we all have this issue of we don't ask for directions, and no matter what it is, we have a better way to do it. Women are not that way. Women, when you say, here's the process, here's the system, they're open-minded to give it a try, and they give it their all, and then they'll come back and say, okay, well, this didn't quite work, or it did work, you know, but they're open and they're willing to do the work without arguing first, where us guys, unfortunately, we have to argue with everything. And I found that has been the best way. When I realized that, it was like opening up a, you know, turning on a light, like a lighthouse, you know, all of a sudden I knew exactly who I was going after.
Absolutely.
And it's cool because once you do that, it's like the light goes on. And, you know, a lot of people on this call, and I'm sure, I know you've heard this, is the reticular activator. You know, it's mm-hmm. basically, it's all of a sudden when you buy a car, all of a sudden you realize that there's like hundreds of those cars going down the road.
Right.
And when right. you, before you're like, what is it? Did everybody buy it this week at the same time? Well, no, that car was still there all the time. It's just you didn't notice it until today because now it's basically top of mind awareness and your brain is actually noticing those things more. It's the same thing with your clients. Once you find that perfect client, and the cool thing about it is when you're authentic with yourself, you're resonating with those people, which therefore attracts those people, which therefore they stand out more, which means you get more of the great clients that you're after. And that's, you know, that's the path that it ends up going through.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Well, and I always say, you know, being truly who you are and feeling safe to be seen and get out there, it's the ultimate filter. You know, it's like you want the people that are not your people to not come towards you, and the people that are to come towards you. And some people don't feel like they, you know, it's fearful for them to have a strong message because not everybody's gonna like it, and that's exactly what's supposed to happen. People that like, you know, that are liking your energy and who you are and your message, those are the people that are going to be drawn towards you, and everybody else will not be drawn towards you because you don't want just clients. You want ideal clients, clients that will tell the world about you because they're so thrilled and will cry because they're so grateful they found you. Like, hallelujah, I found you.
Exactly. That's awesome. All right. So my next question for you, what is it that, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're always looking at growing, and obviously, you know, getting paid for our services and growing our income base is always good as well, because, you know, that's one of the reasons why we do what we do. What is it, do you think, that gets in the way of entrepreneurs getting to that six or seven figure income level? Because I see that with a lot of people that for some reason they just can't make it to the next level. What would you see what is it that gets in their way?
Well, I think that honestly, the core thing that I see that stops people moving forward and attracting clients is really the under the surface belief system that they're not worthy of it. And how that gets expressed is not charging enough, which it would be very hard to get to the six and seven figures, you know, not asking for help or not getting help, not taking the baby steps they need to, you know, get someone to start helping them or start working for them, even, you know, in small things, and then start building up from there. Not allowing themselves to ask for help from a community, being part of a community that can support them. Not, you know, like I was saying, one of my training points is realizing I'm always going to need to have support. I'm always going to need to work with someone who's got results, you know, beyond what I've done. And so, you know, I think it's what it boils down to is when you're feeling powerful, good enough, and worthy, you charge more, you tell more people about what you're doing, you're able to create, you know, JVs, affiliates, and joint venture partners. You're able to, you know, just, you know, confidently and boldly invite people to become your client, confidently and boldly invite people to, you know, send out mailings for you, you know, and it really, there's the, like you said something about confidence earlier, it's like the self-value, you know, the lacking the self-value, and on the other side of that is, you know, seeing about their self-value and really stepping into the confidence of who they are, and then having like the mindset, the structures and the systems really help them express that and help them support people. You know, and it's really a having people kind of step into their value and when we're in our own value and when we have all of those things in place, people feel safe with us. They feel like they can trust us. They feel that we're seeing them and we can hold a space for their transformation through our work.
Awesome. And I love that's really an important thing right there. You said, you know, you when you step into your value and you've got that going for you, people feel safe around you, and they're going to want to hire you because of that. That's a really important thing that I think that everybody listening needs to really pay attention to. You know, you've got to get over the self-worth and what your value is. And I know that's always one of the things that I'm having to fight with my clients with, especially some of my coaching clients. They're always afraid to raise their prices because they feel like, who am I to charge those kind of prices? And I go back to them, I'm like, but you are an expert. You've got all these years experience. You've had all these wonderful, satisfied customers. Look at your track record. You're one of the best. There's no reason why you shouldn't be charging more. And it's always a hard one. You know, one of the things that I've done is as I get to that next level, one of the first things I do is go back and say, okay, now's the time. And I go back and we raise our prices. And they say, this is the new price. And I found that every time I do that, it builds my confidence one more step. I feel comfortable and I feel good about that. And I'm not afraid of charging those prices because of the fact that I know that the value that they're getting is still massively more than what I'm charging for it. Because I know that I'm giving them the results that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. It is about giving. It's about stepping in your value and really, you know, over delivering, but have it be an equal energy exchange of that you get paid for what you offer. You know, that is balanced. And I had this one client who couldn't. She was so shy about asking for what she wanted. She was so shy about getting out there and letting people see her and find her and pay her. And she was so good at what she did, but she just, you know, when she came to me, she was just so stuck. And one of the things that we discovered, because the subconscious mind records everything you've ever experienced, so you can go back to the first time and place you ever felt a fear of success. And that's what she said. She was afraid. She thinks she's afraid of success because she wasn't getting out there. She was hiding. a lot of people hide. And I said, if you got paid for hiding, you'd be a millionaire, but that's not what you get paid for.
Right.
So we did a one-on-one hypnotherapy session on that particular challenge, and we went back to the first time and place she ever felt the fear of success. And what we discovered, it's like a holodeck on Star Trek. Are you a Trekkie?
I am a hardcore Trekkie.
Okay. So it's like your subconscious mind has recorded everything, so you can always go back to the first moment a negative imprint was created. So we went back to the first time and place this negative imprint was created and the fear of success she thought she had. And I said, when I count to three and snap my fingers after getting her into that relaxed state called hypnosis, that we actually all go in twice a day naturally, but this is using it specifically. So 1, 2, 3, go, be there now. Where are you? And she's like, I'm 10 years old. I'm in my father's house, my parents' house. I said, what's happening? And she's like, my father's never home. So she realized that she had an imprint that said success equals abandoning your family. So her subconscious mind, without her even knowing it, was keeping her from doing her follow-up calls, keeping her from asking anybody for the money, because more money equaled less family, that she would lose her family. So we created in her mental holodeck, in her brain, you know, a new picture that created a new connection, which was every follow-up call she made and everything she did for her business equaled more money. And because all the things that she would do would make money for her faster, she had more time off with the family. So she actually doubled her income and doubled her time off with the family because her subconscious mind was on board with her being successful. And that's the thing that breaks my heart, because a lot of people don't know that there's this operating system that might not be supporting them. But once it's on board, then it's like rocket fuel. It's like, oh, nothing's in my way. I just need to go for it. Now it's safe to go for it. You know, and people can see your light and just sign up because they're drawn to you and all the other great stuff you have to offer.
Right. Very cool. Now, that actually brought me, that story you just shared brought me up to another question, because this is something that's actually been, I have been struggling with trying to understand. The analytical in me doesn't see the logic. It's you go back to the Trekkie thing, there's a small bit of Spock in me. I understand, you know, some of the things that I've studied psychology quite a bit, and I see that we all have different blocks, and some of those blocks could be, you know, fear of success or fear of failure are two of the most common ones. And I know there's a lot of other ones out there, but the fear of success, that one alone is the one that actually eludes me. What would you say are the most common reasons people have a fear of success? And this is purely for me personally. If the rest of you that are listening to this, you don't care about this, I don't care. I just want to ask the question. So, because that is, for logic standpoint, it doesn't make sense to me. But I know, you know, I know that is one of my own fears, but I haven't figured out why. And so that's why I'm asking that question, is because I am being authentic here and saying, okay, what's reality on this one? Because it makes no sense.
Right. Yeah. And if you ask people what success means, like, you know, if you ask 10 people what success means to them, you're going to get a whole bunch of different answers. That's why. And the reason that someone would have a fear of success is that whatever elements of success that they saw that wasn't positive and wasn't good. And I'll be vulnerable and share a very personal story with you that we equate a fear of success was that when I was little, my parents got divorced, and one day my dad was saying, you know, your mom and the alimony, and he was just yelling about that. And I remember saying to him, I don't want to hear about the money. I was 10 years old at that time. And then he picked me up for his custody weekend, and he had an envelope in his hand, and he opened it up and he poured it in my lap. And I realized that he was pouring money in my lap. And I looked at him, and he's like, I think you need to know this is how much you cost a month. So what happened was that I had an imprint about, and my dad was very successful. I mean, he's very successful. So I had an imprint that success equals, like at that time I was too expensive. Like I wasn't worthy of my dad paying for me. And success equals being a jerk, because my dad was a jerk, you know, in that moment. And so I had all these imprints. And I couldn't make money for a long time before I really changed the subconscious mind beliefs about what success was. So I had a fear of success because I had a fear turning out to be like, you know, my dad at that time. I mean, we're peaced out now, but, you know, and I met a lot of people who were very successful, and they weren't nice people and were manipulative people. And so my success, the thing I was afraid of, was just the kind of success that I saw. And when people can't seem to make money or bring in the clients, often they will say, well, I must have a fear of success because I'm not letting it in. So it's really about, it's not that they're afraid of success, it's that there's something within what they believe success comes with that a part of them is saying, heck no, I'm not going there. You know,
got
and
it.
Part of my work is really bringing into present time whatever part of them was afraid to see that it's actually safe for them, you know, to have success.
Right. Cool. Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot more sense putting it into that way because I've, one of the things, and I know that that is definitely one of the top reasons why people have the blocks that keep them from the success that they should be able to have. And I've never, you know, fear of failure, that one makes sense. And I've, off the top of my head, I can't think of some of the other reasons, but I know I've gone through a bunch of them and they all make logical sense. That was the one that was eluding me. And this makes much more sense now. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Cool.
Yeah, it doesn't like, just if you put those words together, you're like, well, everybody wants it. Why would they be afraid of it? It's like, it's just, it's like, you know, someone wants to fall in love, but they don't want to fall in love with an axe murderer. You know what I mean? Like, what does it come with?
Got it. And that makes much more logical sense. So thank you.
Right.
Appreciate
that.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
So,
my pleasure.
Yeah. See, and it's always, you know, with me, you never know. We may just go on a totally off tangent just because, and it's purely for entertainment purposes.
Part of the adventure.
Of course. So, okay. So I got a couple more questions for you, and I know we're going to need to start wrapping up here. But what do you think it takes to have a quantum leap? And that is, you know, you're dealing with more the internal, the subconscious, and the programming in people. And I'll tell you what, you know, when it comes to marketing your business and everything else in your business or your personal life, it's always based around something that's going on in your head as to what the next step is. And I know a lot of people that have been struggling and they're trying to get that, what's the catalyst that's going to help them to that next level. What would you say is that one piece that kind of helps people have a quantum leap in their life?
I think it's two pieces. I think it really is the mindset and it is the method. It's like you need the emotional and energetic and spiritual yes inside of you and the subconscious yes, and then you need the structures all around you that support you in bringing people in and support them in bringing people in. You know, so it's really having the structure and having the mindset to really go to the next level. It's, you know, I always say it's energy before effort. And the energy is really, you know, the way you, what you think about yourself, what you think about is possible. The subconscious mind controls your self-image. So when you have a self-image that says, I'm friggin' awesome, all my experiences make me completely uniquely qualified to serve my people. And, you know, it emanates that confidence. And then the systems around you and the marketing, you know, and all the things that you do share that message in the physical world, and all the, you know, pieces of the puzzle make it possible for people to walk on your client path and feel seen and safe and loved, and there's a space for them to say yes to themselves and get the, you know, the gift of your services and your products by getting the outcome they want through them. You know, I really think it is, you know, it's really... You know, whenever there's a little stuck place going, you know, is this a mindset thing or is this a method thing? Is this a structure thing? You know, because they need to both be in place for people to really move forward. And I would say that, you know, I invite people to look at whatever is in their way or whatever is blocking them as a really beautiful gift to understand what they need to do to move forward. And I've seen it 99.9% of the time that the things that people are stuck with and that are challenging them are, excuse me, part of what they're here to teach. You know, like our blocks are meant to be turned into gold. They're our next product or our next program or, you know, so facing them and really being present with them and shifting them serves not only us but the people that will benefit from all of our learning and all the great curriculum we get out of it.
Awesome. Very cool. I love the way you put that. Okay, so we're starting to wrap things up here. What is the advice you would give to entrepreneurs to ensure that their blocks are removed and that their business rocks? I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, get subconscious mind work, listen to hypnotherapy audios, like get new pictures in your mind in the subconscious mind, not just positive thinking, but actually shift on their internal movie screen that just shows how awesome they are to themselves so that they can really emanate that to the world. Because the energy is what really draws people to you. And then the structures are the things that need to be in place so people feel safe, seen, and heard so they can say yes. So really, I would say your subconscious mind is your most important success equipment, and just getting it to work for you. Why not? It's yours.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you, Jen. This was a pleasure. I really appreciate you being on the call. And I know, a lot of people are probably, when they first got on, they were a little confused why we weren't talking directly marketing, but this all plays into your marketing. The way you project yourself and your confidence, those are the pieces that make it so your other marketing either work or don't work. And that's why I wanted Jen to be on this call. That's why I was so happy that you came on, that you were able to kind of share this stuff with us, because it amazes me how much of a difference it really makes. I know for me personally, I've been there before, and I know for a lot of my clients, a lot of people I've worked with, I know that those mental shifts can make leaps and bound changes for them. So Jen,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And I have
so
a special
much.
Gift for your people too.
Oh yeah, so that's what I was just going to say. How do people get a hold of you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited to offer it. Just for Eli's people, because I know you're awesome people, I do have a free training call coming up called 3 Ways Your Subconscious Mind is Blocking You from Getting Clients and Making Money and What to Do About It. And the way you can find out about it is going to tinyurl.com/3WaysEli. That's tinyurl.com/3WaysEli. And I just have to say about Eli is that I got we had a pre-interview to talk about if I was a match for the show. And I just, I've had a lot of people who just invite me on shows, and not that they shouldn't, because I'm really confident in what I do, but it's so clear how much he cares about all of you and how much he wants to bring you the best stuff that he can. So I just wanted to let all of you know a little bit about behind the scenes Eli and how much time and energy he puts into bringing you stuff that is going to benefit you. So and it's been really great, Eli. So much fun talking to you again.
Well, thank you so much. And I do really appreciate you saying that. Let's go ahead and give them, I'll go ahead and do it this time. Give them that link again, because I know that you have this call coming up, and I'd love to get everybody on there. Again, the URL for it, the web address, is http://tinyurl.com/3WaysEli. And it's the number 3, the word ways, and Eli. And for those of you that are listening on the podcast, it is ELY, not ELI. But definitely, if you just come back to the website, go to drivingyourmarketing.com, right, and just do a search for this show. Right underneath the show episode, you'll have the show notes, and we'll make sure that that link is on there as well. So, Jen, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. This has been a blast. And, I mean, you and I hit it off immediately.
I know.
I think I even told you that when we first got connected, we got connected because of one of your assistants. Is an assistant to somebody else, and she said, I've got somebody who would be perfect for your podcast. You've got to meet her. And I spent like 2 minutes on your website and just immediately felt the energy of, yes, got to talk to her. And yeah. So you and I had a great conversation, and I am so glad that you came on board, and it's a pleasure
Absolutely.
To have you on there. And thank you so much. From me to you, if there's anything that I can do to help you out, just let me know.
Right back at you. More conversations to come, Eli.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right,
thank you
take
guys
care.
And have a wonderful day. Hey there, this is Eli again, and I got a question for you. Do you have a roadmap for marketing your business? If you're consistently looking for new marketing ideas just to keep your business going, then you need to check out smallbusinessmarketingroadmap.com and download the free special report that I created to help you create a marketing plan that will thrive in any economy. Again, that's smallbusinessmarketingroadmap.com. Go get it, read it, and start the road trip of your lifetime. See you on the other side.